I'm joined in the studio by Mandy Baker and Kirsty Daly from Baker Labels. Now, they have recently won an award at the Brentwood Business Awards, but we'll be talking about that in a little while. So very good morning, girls.
Good morning.
Hello, Michelle.
Tell us about the company Baker Labels.
Well, it was started 46 years ago by my husband's father, Roy Baker, in London. And 9 years ago, we moved to Brentwood to a fantastic building in Hubert Road Industrial Estate, and we'd moved from Walthamstow, where we'd been for 25 years. And we're now up to 100 staff. And really, since we moved to Brentwood, I mean, it was, touch wood, it was a really fantastic company before we moved to Brentwood, but it's really changed massively in the last 9 years, but mainly due to the building and the environment as well, that Brentwood is such a great place. We find brilliant staff, and that attracts people as well. It attracts good staff.
Now, what's your role within the company?
Well, I am now the Chief Happiness Officer.
That's a great title. That's a great title.
Self-titled.
No, don't tell everybody that.
But you're allowed to.
Well, we decided that, well, maybe I decided that if Google had one, then we should have one. And I didn't really want to do any of the other jobs either.
So what do you get involved in doing then?
Well, mainly it was sort of setting up our wellbeing programme. And, you know, the love, I don't think it's any surprise or secret that I, you know, labels are wonderful, but it's not really my thing. People are my thing, and the yeah. business itself. And over the years, as we've got more and more staff, we really wanted to make sure that life for them is really good within Baker Labels. If you spend 8 hours a day somewhere, you want to enjoy it. So for me, that is part of having the Chief Happiness Officer, is that it is really just to be the overall person to make sure that people are functioning well and that their well-being is looked after within Bakers.
Which is lovely, really, because a lot, I don't want to be horrible to other companies out there, but a lot of people are frightened for their jobs, or they can't, maybe they've got a bit of stress they can't talk about. So to actually be able to have a company that you feel care, it works, because people are less likely to take time off sick, they're less likely to do anything dodgy like pinching stationery. But you always but the thing is, you always,
gosh, I hope nobody does that.
But you always find if you actually give a bit, people put back so much more because they feel appreciated.
Absolutely. And we actually have a lot of machinery within our business, because we're a manufacturing company, so we've always looked after the machinery. That's a really important thing, because if a machine breaks down, then obviously you're not going to get production. And now we just view our people in exactly the same way, but obviously slightly nicer than a machine. But, you know, we want them to be functioning to their full as well. Mm. And we have found it pays off dividends 100%. You know, there are, for people who think that this sounds a little bit fluffy woo-woo, there is massive financial benefits to yeah. doing this and looking after your people, because, as you say, they're less likely to take time off. We find recruiting really easy. We have people coming to us saying that they want to work for us, mm. and hopefully we retain staff, because it's a nice environment. It's a physically nice environment, as well as the atmosphere is brilliant as well.
Now, talking of somebody else doing stuff very well, is Kirsty Daly. So tell us about your position in the company as well.
Okay, so I'm the PR and marketing manager. So my job is really just to shout about Baker Labels and let everybody know what a brilliant company it is, whether it's to work for, or just to show what a great job we do manufacturing labels. And, you know, Steve is always reinvesting in great equipment. So we are a trade printer, so we need to show off what we can do, not necessarily the actual labels that we manufacture, because we don't really tend to do that, because our customers are other label manufacturers, other printers. So we don't show off their work, if you like, because that's for them to show to their customers. So we really need to just promote equipment that we have. We have incredible digital printing technology with 3 HP Indigo 6900s. We've got 2 screen true press inkjet. We've got Neil Peter Flexo FB3. And more recently, we've just invested in an HP 20,000, which is a wide web for printing digital flexible packaging, a pouch maker, and first in its world NPROM thermal laminator. Mandy's looking at me like, I can't believe you just listed all these machines. But it's because we're not only producing labels, all kinds of labels, you know, teeny tiny
yeah,
barcode.
Yeah, that's what I was looking at, because some of them, you just think, oh, it's a label, but then you've got ones that you've got peel off labels. There's all different types.
Well, you look around, you know, your house, your office, your kitchen, wherever, there's labels on everything. Yeah. Your makeup bag, you look at, you know, from the tiny label on the bottom of your lipstick, which is actually really difficult to manufacture because they're tiny, but you've still got to get the text on there. They're difficult to do, and not all label printers can do them, but we'll do them for other label printers. Yeah. Peel and reveal, really another, again, it's a difficult job. Things that, like labels that go on vapes, very difficult because you've got to get a lot of information on those kind of things. There's lots of technical stuff that's got to be on there that you can't not have on there. It's difficult to do. And then just big giant labels or really simple ones, whether it's, you know, beautifully embellished wine labels and craft beer labels, jam, paint cans, shoe polish, anything that has a label on it we can do. But then we're also moving into flexible packaging, so pouch manufacturing, shrink wrap, that kind of stuff. So that's another big start, another big thing we're moving into, and that's because the digital printing industry is really, really advancing, and we're always at the forefront of it.
And the machinery, because I was looking at the website, is huge.
It is huge.
I mean, think it's going to be, but they're massive.
Yeah, we are a proper manufacturing company. We bring raw materials in, things get printed, embellished, rewound, and then out the door. You know, we are, you know, they are huge machines. This is not just your little printer in your office. You know, they're like the size of a flat, some of them, especially the new HP 20,000. You could probably live inside it
if you would want to. But you make a really good point, and this is worth saying on a platform like this, that kids probably don't, as they're, you know, doing their A-levels or leaving school or university, they don't think about getting into an industry like digital print, but it is massively growing. Mm. But it's not one of those things that you necessarily think about, and unless you happen to know somebody in it. So we are always on the lookout for young, any age staff, but particularly we've taken on a lot this year of young apprentices, and we're trying to make an academy within Bakers to have a formal type of apprenticeship to go through.
Yeah.
And because it's such an exciting industry, and the people within the digital print industry are saying we need more young people inside this industry because, you know, it's just not getting enough airspace really to know about it.
And it is one of those industries that's going to keep growing, because you're always going to have labels. Always.
Yes.
Well,
let's hope so.
What's the smallest batches that you do?
Well, we can actually do ultra short runs. You know, if somebody just wants 100 labels, that's going. It's still quite time consuming. So you'll probably pay a lot more per label if you're doing a very short run. We can do that, but you know, mostly it's much longer runs, like thousands and sometimes millions of labels.
So depends on the size. You would give over the labels to the company, and then they will put it onto their labelling system to actually go through.
Absolutely, yes. So we don't actually put the labels onto anything. We send out the labels on reels. So occasionally they're sent out on sheets and our individual labels, but more often than not they're on reels. Yeah, so we're a reel to reel printer.
Have you printed out anything that you shouldn't have done for staff and things like that? Do you ever get a bit? There are going to be a little run of stuff, you know.
No, Steve's very, very generous. No,
Steve's usually the first one to come up with those ideas.
We recently
went out on our company Christmas party, and we've got the facility to be able to print wristbands, so we gave everybody wristbands, so we all knew who we were. And more importantly, to get a drink from the bar.
Now, the award that you've won, the Brentwood Business Awards, are absolutely huge. They're a fantastic idea because there's so many winners, and it's great for people to actually get together as well, meet other companies based in Brentwood. So tell us about the awards you won.
We did. We won the Brentwood Business Award, the overall award. So we were absolutely chuffed to bits about that. That was lovely. It's the first sort of thing we've ever had like that, and to have it as the Brentwood Award was really fantastic. And obviously it's lovely for our staff as well to hear that we are doing that well, you know, that, and all the hard work that everybody puts in, because we've got really hard working staff, and it's nice to be recognised really. And also that on the night it was great as well. We've definitely made more contacts with other businesses within the area as well, and they're all so keen to put that message out there that Brentwood has got such a lot to offer businesses. You know, we're really close to the M25.
Yeah.
We were saying before, weren't we, the council are really great for business.
Yeah.
You know, they help us a lot, and we've worked with the council as well. We've done a couple of wellbeing
community
things
awards,
with them.
Community events, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it's just nice to get involved. You know, for us as a label trade printer, it's not particularly a thing that brings in work for us because we work for the trade, but we love it from the community point of view. You know, everybody likes feeling like they belong, don't they? And that's what we want to do. But the award was fantastic. We loved it.
So how did what happened? When, how many of you went from the company?
It was the management team plus me.
Yeah. And what did you do when your names are read out? Was there a shriek?
It was quite noisy.
We were the noisiest table there. We will claim that. We were by far the noisiest table, I think.
And these awards, actually, because there are judges and they actually go round to people that are in the... Because there's a few nominees and they go round and actually go to each company, interview people, and that's how the decision is made. So it's all done, you know.
Yeah, we had three interviews in the whole... I think Kirsty and me might have to do that next year, actually.
Yeah.
I think when you've won, you have to go round.
Yeah, we were interviewed by Ignite Business for the Small to Medium Business of the Year that we won, and then also by Penny Talford. Catherine from Penny Talford came and met us when we were put forward for the overall business of the year, and you know, she spent quite a long time with us, and we, you know, it's brilliant. It's a great opportunity for us to show off the factory and the offices, and for them to meet the staff as well. And nothing was, you know, nothing was forced. They could have met any member of staff that they wanted, and we would have been confident that they would get, you know, a good insight into Bakers, and we weren't worried about hiding.
As Kirsty said before, you know, we've got new machinery coming in at the moment, so quite a lot of the factory is in a state of flux at the moment. But it is in a very exciting time, and anyone who comes in to interview us soon finds out within literally a minute and a half how passionate Steve is about labels. Yeah. So this is why he's not here today. Because quite frankly, you don't have enough time on your programme.
The show finishes at one, and it might have run over.
You get the shortened version with me and Kirsty.
Now, that was the Business of the Year Award. So that's the biggest award from the Brentwood Business Awards and Chamber of Commerce. You also were telling me as well, you sponsored the Brentwood Half Marathon.
Yes, we've got a part of our business which we call Sport Sticks, which is all about athlete identification. So we've been involved with obstacle races, running races. We do all of Ironman identification for their international races.
That means printing the race numbers, race bibs and wristbands and tattoos, temporary tattoos, things like that.
So quite a big thing, but that's a sort of part of our business as well. We're called Sport Sticks, and all of us have run the Brentwood Half, not all, the whole company, not all 100 staff.
Well, yeah, but
quite
there was
a lot of them.
Yeah, there was 50 of us ran the fun run, and a dozen or so ran the half marathon last year.
But we just love it as an event, so we took over sponsoring it last year.
Two years ago.
We did their numbers for them anyway, and we'd worked closely with the team there, who are an absolutely fantastic team at the Rotary, have worked so hard for 30 years bringing that event to Brentwood, and we just love the event. We love it. We love the day. And to be involved in it has been absolutely fantastic, hasn't
it? Yeah, so this will be our third year as a title sponsor. So it's the Sport Sticks Brentwood Half Marathon and Fun Run. We're already starting to recruit guys from our work to start running it, and it's going to be another big day.
When's that taking place?
It's the 15th of March, Sunday 15th of March. Entries are open now.
It through mud?
No, it's a road race.
Half marathon.
Oh, it's a half marathon. Oh, no, it starts from Sorry's Molly.
It did get a bit muddy last year on the fun run, actually, but not purposely. I promise you, even spectating is really good fun. It's just so lovely to see all types of people trying.
Yeah.
And it being so local, you don't have to travel up to London to see it.
It runs past the end of the road here.
Oh, does it?
Yeah. Finishes running past the Brentwood Leisure Centre.
Oh, that's better. All these fun runs in the mud and stuff, I always think, it's so cold.
Yes, no, at Kelvedon it's really full on. No, this is a road run, half marathon, and then a 5 kilometre fun run.
Which you will be able to find on the website. That's Brentwood Half Marathon if you want to find out.
Yeah, brentwoodhalf.org.
If you want to check out Baker Labels as well, it's all the W's, bakerlabels.co.uk, and you can have a look round at all the machinery and all the stuff that they do there. So congratulations on winning the award.
Thank you, Michelle.
You'll be looking out for the winners for next year.
Yes, I think we'll really enjoy that, won't we?
Yes, I think we'll enter more awards. I think we'll enter six awards, and then South of England, and then the world.
Excellent. And as you heard, it's a great way of networking. So if you are a local business out there, do get involved with other local companies, because it's kind of, you know, people might say, actually, I needed to have that for my product, and I need it. And that's
absolutely
the way that you make connections.
And all of us prefer working with people we know and like, don't we? So it's nice to make that connection.